Hello there. Welcome. Come on in. I'm Gary Zimek. This is Following the Truth. Today, we're going to focus on Holy Thursday as we enter into the sacred Triduum, celebrating the Passion, the Death, and the Resurrection of Jesus Christ. Some really cool stuff we're going to talk about on the show today. And I really want to thank you for tuning into the program, for hanging out with me. I also want to let you know that I was looking at the numbers, and the listeners are growing rapidly for this program since I revived it, about 2.5-3 weeks ago. So thank you. It's happening because you're spreading the word, because of your support. Your financial support is the reason I'm on the air, so I want to thank you for that too. But I'm really grateful, so please continue to let your friends know that Following the Truth is back on the air. After a 2.5-year hiatus, I'm back doing this daily podcast. I have no intention of giving it up anytime soon. We'll see what the Lord has in mind, but I want to continue to be here for you, and I hope you'll continue to be able to listen to the program as well. And we're going to walk together. We're going to walk together. There are some tough times. We're going through some tough times right now, but I want you to hang in there, especially when we consider what's happening this weekend. We commemorate the death, the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. There is hope. I was telling you that yesterday. There is hope. We're going to continue to walk one day at a time with our Lord. We don't know why. We can't explain every reason why he is allowing this suffering to take place with the coronavirus, but we do know, and I'm seeing it, and I'm sure you are too, that good is coming out of this. He would never allow this to happen if he couldn't bring good out of it. Amen? Exactly. All right, we're going to pray. Before I do that, I want to call attention to my beverage du jour today. And, you might be a new listener to this program, but if you have been with me going way, way, way back when I first started this as a 15-minute podcast on Blog Talk Radio, and by the way, I think I still have access to those original programs. One day I should play some of them because they were hardly top quality radio, let's put it that way. But very early on when I started doing this daily show, I instituted what I would call my beverage du jour, which I'd have something to drink on the program every day. Non-alcoholic, of course, I'm loopy enough, I don't need to give myself any other ammunition. But this beverage du jour gradually grew, and I became obsessed with it. And I was trying to look for unique beverages. And what was really cool, early on, my wife said, Gary, you got to stop this. You're going to drive people crazy. It's so annoying when you mention that. Well, actually, I got the last laugh because people loved it. And I would go out and give talks around the country, and people would say, I love your beverage du jour. And the reason I started that is because I want this to be an informal show. I want to emphasize that me and you were just hanging out, sitting at the table, talking about Jesus. That's what this show is designed for. But I would get to the point where people were giving me unique beverages. Hey, try this soda out, or here's some coffee. And it was really cool. So I figured I'm going to institute the beverage du jour again because it really adds to what I want this show to be. I want it to be informal. But today's is extra special. I'm going to take a sip of it. See if you can guess. Did you get that? I'll take another sip. Oh, boy. Now, I didn't expect you to get that. Let me tell you what it is. It's a nice mug of community coffee. Now, community coffee, if you're not familiar with it, it is produced in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It's one of my favorite coffees, and it brings back a lot of memories because I have some good friends down in that area, and I would love to get back one day. I'm missing the gumbo and all the good food in Louisiana, but that's my beverage du jour. And to top it off, I'm drinking it out of a Mystic Monk coffee mug. Now, I've had long ties with the Mystic Monks who do this great coffee. They are based in Wyoming. They produce some fantastic coffee, and I've been promoting their coffee for many years. But anyway, I love the mug, love the coffee. That's my beverage du jour today. I'm going to put a picture of this on Facebook. So if you follow me on Facebook, you'll be able to see the beverage du jour and the setup for today. But I've rambled long enough. Today's a big day. Today is Holy Thursday. Let's pray. I want to send our prayers up to Jesus today based on the fact that we are entering into his time. This is his hour. He's about to offer the first Mass today at the Last Supper, And then, of course, tomorrow is his death on the cross, and then we head into Easter Sunday. So I want the focus to be on Jesus. So we're going to pray to him now. And I invite you to sit back, if you can, and pray along with me as we talk to our Lord and Savior. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for allowing us to accompany you as we experience your passion, your death, and your resurrection. Sometimes, Lord, we want to go straight to the resurrection. That's the easiest thing because we like the good stuff. But Lord, if we're truly your followers, we know we need more than that. Even though I don't like to suffer, I'm willing to go along with you. We heard about Judas betraying you. We heard about Peter betraying you. Well, I know personally that I have betrayed you on many occasions, but we don't want to dwell on the past. I know that you don't want us to dwell on the past. Right now, we're in 2020. We're in Lent of 2020. This is all we got. Holy Thursday right now. This is the time for me to say to you, Jesus, let's go. Wherever you want to take me, that's where I'll go. If you need me to suffer, Lord, that's okay. Because I know, Lord, that you'll give me the grace that I need to endure whatever it is that you send my way. So with that in mind, Jesus, I pray that your Holy Spirit helps us all to enter more deeply into this mystery of your suffering, of your death, of your resurrection. Take us, Lord, where we need to go. We continue to pray, Lord, for your protection as we're surrounded with the coronavirus. We pray that you keep us safe. We pray that you keep us, our minds from running away. We pray that anxiety doesn't overtake us so much so that we lose our focus on you. We pray, Lord, for the healing of anyone suffering from the virus. We pray for an end to the virus. We pray for our doctors, our nurses, first responders, anyone serving in the stores, supplying us with our needs. We pray for your protection for them. Jesus, help us to focus on you and not get distracted by everything that's going on in the world. Jesus, I ask you to send your Spirit to me today so that you give me the words for this show. I pray that you open all of our minds through your Spirit so that we can be able to understand your message and be able to put into practice your words. We don't just want to be listeners, Jesus. We don't want to be watching a TV show about you. We want to be hearing what you have to say and then be willing to follow your advice, your commands, and share you with others, whatever you need us to do, Lord. Jesus, we pray this in your holy name through the intercession of your blessed Mother Mary. We pray also for the intercession of Saint Joseph. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, thank you for listening to the program. I'm Gary Zimek. This is Following the Truth. And again, if you want to find out more about my work, maybe find out about my other podcast, my weekly podcast, The Gary Zimek Show, head on over to my website, which is followingthetruth.com. Followingthetruth.com. There you can find out about my books, about all of my radio programming. And you can also find out how to invite me to speak one day. I'm going to be back on the road once all of this settles down, and I would love to come and speak at your church, at your conference, give a retreat, give a parish mission, whatever you need. So you can find out that information at followingthetruth.com. You can also make a donation to continue my work, and if you have already done so, I want to thank you very much for doing that. The reason this show came back is because of your generosity. Well, thank you. Okay, one more sip of the coffee. It's kind of hard to resist this, but at the same time, I've got a show to do. During the Lenten season, we've been looking at Give Up Worry for Lent, which is my book that takes us day by day through Lent. Today's reflection, I've been sharing them on the program here, is very appropriate. It ties into the general message of the show. It comes from Luke chapter 22, verse 19. I picked this one out especially for Holy Thursday. And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given up to you. or for you, I'm sorry, do this in remembrance of me. Again, that's Luke 22:19. Obviously, on this day, we commemorate the institution of the Eucharist. We also commemorate the institution of the Sacrament of Holy Order. So we've got two sacraments being instituted on this day, Holy Thursday, the Eucharist and the priesthood. So it's an important day, a lot of good things going on, and there are so many different messages that I could take out of this. In the reflection for Give Up Worry for Lent, I expanded on it a little bit today on Facebook, in the Give Up Worry for Lent Facebook page, because of what we're going through with the coronavirus. Obviously, I wanted to call in the book our attention to this great sacrament, the giving of himself. Jesus gave himself in the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity. We as Catholics believe that is really him. It's hard for us to wrap our brains around it, but that is what we believe, that it is really, legitimately Jesus. But during these times, most of us who are Catholic, we can't get into our churches or receive the sacraments. And there's sort of a pain there. I know I miss it. I was receiving Jesus every day, and I'm missing it. I understand why this has to be done. And, you know, I'm certainly going to be obedient to my bishop, because we're trying to save lives here. I really get that. But you know what I realized, and I posted this on Facebook, that I took my ability to receive Jesus in the Eucharist every day for granted. I thought it was always going to be there. It was only up to me whether I go or not. The choice is mine. I don't have to go to daily Mass, but if I decide that I will go to daily Mass and receive Jesus, I would have the opportunity to do so. What I didn't expect was to not have that opportunity, and that's what's happening right now. And as a result, you know, from time to time I would think, I'm wondering if I really appreciate this gift Jesus has given me enough. I would wonder that, and then I would pray for grace to be able to appreciate more the sacrament of the Eucharist. But, you know, I don't know if I fully comprehended and appreciated the ability to receive Jesus in his real presence in the Eucharist. Well, nothing like being deprived of something to make you really appreciate it better. And I'm sure you might be with me as well. You might be going through this, feeling the same thing right now. I understand now that I was ungrateful. It wasn't intentional, but this happens sometimes. You just take it for granted. You know, we take our family members for granted. We take our homes for granted. We take our cars for granted. And until you go without, you know, hot water, that's something I took for granted all the time. You hop in the shower, oh, the water feels good, great. Well, when the hot water heater went out a few years ago, I really began to appreciate how important it is to have hot water, especially when I tried to take a shower when the water wasn't cold. Let me tell you, that was not fun, and that was in August. We're not talking the winter here. But now, every morning, for some time, a few years, I guess, I've been thanking God every day for hot and cold running water, really. But it took that deprivation to really make me appreciate it. And I think that's what I'm getting. If you want to look for the silver lining in the cloud of the coronavirus, one of the many things that I've learned is that I really miss the Eucharist, and I don't ever want to take our Lord's presence there for granted again. So it's giving me a greater appreciation for the gift that I had, and I pray, and it really is my prayer, that I never forget that. I never want to forget what the Lord has done for me with the Holy Eucharist. So today, it's kind of bittersweet as we commemorate the institution of the Eucharist, Jesus giving us his body, his blood. But it kind of makes us want it a little bit more. It makes us long for it, so that when we do receive him again, if and when, and in my post I said, if and when I receive the Eucharist again, look, I'll be honest, I have no idea if I'm going to be here tomorrow. I don't know if I'll be here for the rest of the day. I just don't know that. And that's not, I don't consider that morbid at all. I consider that realistic. I think that's the way we want to live our lives, and that's what Jesus wants us to remember too, and he said it. We don't know the day or the hour. And if you live your life like that, chances are you're going to be more determined to live the way that he wants you to live. You don't want to be caught by surprise and find yourself being judged before him. I mean, that just makes sense. So look at it this way. If you cannot receive the Eucharist now, certainly you can still receive the graces from the Eucharist. The Lord's not bound by his sacraments. So if we can't go, we can still make a spiritual communion and ask the Lord to come into us spiritually and worship and praise him as if we were receiving him in Holy Communion. So he can certainly give us the grace he needs. He's not going to say, well, since you can't receive me, I'm not going to give you the grace. He doesn't operate that way. That wouldn't be fair. But we certainly are going to, we're going to miss him. Those of us who receive him on a frequent basis, we're going to miss him. And if you're in that position, I would just say, let it build your appreciation for that day, your anticipation for that day when you'll get to receive him again. It's like when my wife and I were engaged, we were counting the days until we would get married and be able to live together. Look at it that way with Jesus and the Eucharist and the sacrament of confession. And look forward to that. Let it motivate you. But on this day, we do commemorate his institution of the Eucharist and the institution of the priesthood. Without the priesthood, there would be no Eucharist. So let's make sure we continue to pray for our priests, our bishops, our Holy Father. We also want to pray for our deacons as well. And, you know, let's do the religious sisters in addition. I've got a history of many clergy members, many religious who have helped me throughout the years, who have helped bring Jesus Christ closer to me. So we want to remember those individuals in our prayers. It's really important that we do that. But I think today what I wanted to hit on in this show, besides the appreciation, the better appreciation for the Eucharist, was I'm going to read the Gospel for the Holy Thursday Mass and give you my impression. Now, this is what I say. I don't typically do impressions, but I'll make an exception. You know, this is my idea. This is what I think that the Holy Spirit wants me to tell you today about this, okay? This is John chapter 13, verses 1 through 15. Now, the first reading, I'm not going to read it, but the first reading is from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, and Paul talks about the words that Jesus used at the Last Supper. This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. So he addresses the institution of the Eucharist in the first reading. But the second reading, or the Gospel, does not. It addresses something else that Jesus did. Something that is profoundly important for us. This is John chapter 13, verses 1 through 15. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." And Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." And the line that really hits me, and that's what I'm going to call this show today: do you realize what I have done for you? And I ask you to consider those words. Let Jesus speak those words to you, that question. Let him pose that question to you. Do you realize what I have done for you? And I say extend it beyond him washing the feet of the disciples. Extend it to him coming to earth 2,000 years ago in the form of a little baby, a little helpless baby in Bethlehem, living an obscure life for 30 years, an ordinary life with no fanfare, no attention was called to him, and then having a public ministry which lasted about 3 years, much of which was filled with humiliation, criticism, suffering, and then it culminates in his torture, murder, and burial by the people he came to save. I mean, think about how painful that must have been. Do you realize, Jesus is asking you, what I have done for you? You could apply it to the institution of the Eucharist, to him making himself available in Holy Communion. And let's be honest, he really leaves himself wide open there, because when you receive Jesus in your hands, and you can receive on the tongue, but if you receive in the hands, you can treat him with disrespect. You can ignore him. You know, and he's sitting in the tabernacle of churches oftentimes, ignored, forgotten about. He's vulnerable in the Holy Eucharist. Do you realize what I have done for you? In order to do that, see, he loves you so much that he's willing to take the risk of being ignored, of being treated with disrespect. He's going to take that chance, because he wants to be present with us in a real and substantial way. That is pretty cool. Do you realize what I have done for you? And I've used this analogy before when I travel. I talk to my wife and my kids on the phone. Sometimes we'll FaceTime. And that's really great that we can communicate like that. But there's nothing like when I can walk through the door and give them a big hug. That difference between a presence, an electronic presence through the phone, and a real presence is huge. Same thing with Jesus. He's spiritually present. Wherever we go, he can be he's present with us spiritually. All we have to do is connect with him. But that real presence is huge. Do you realize what I have done for you? And when you look at his whole life and his continuing presence in the Holy Eucharist, it's humility. He's humbled himself to do this. Do you realize what I have done for you? And I think in these remaining few days, we're now in the Triduum, so technically we're not in Lent anymore. But let's say in these remaining few days of the Lenten season before we head into the Easter season, I think we should think about that. That question, do you realize what I have done for you? And ask the Holy Spirit, you know, whenever you meditate on something or you try to think about something and want the Lord to speak to you, it's always a good idea to ask the Holy Spirit to open up your heart and to inspire your thoughts. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you better appreciate what Jesus has done for you. And go through. Tomorrow we'll talk about his death on the cross, his suffering. And a lot of times we just turn away and we think, I don't want to think about that. I was watching a program the other day on EWTN about the crown of thorns. And it looked really painful. And I'm thinking, why do I need to watch this? But I wanted to watch it, because I want to know how much he suffered for me. Not because I want to really get into his suffering, but I want to understand his love for me. And by understanding his suffering, which he took on for me, I can appreciate just how much he loves me. Do you realize what I have done for you? So my challenge to you is not just today, but for the rest of the remaining few days before Easter, take that question to him. And say, Lord, I want to realize what you've done for me. Help me to understand what you have done for me. This is how you're going to love him more, because the more you understand what he has done for you, the more you'll appreciate him, the more you'll fall in love with him, and the more you'll be willing to go out and do to bring him to the world. And also, you love him by being nice to other people. So you repay that love with love. But we, in order for any of this to happen, we've got to have a better understanding of what he has done for us. That's why I didn't appreciate fully the gift of the Eucharist, because I just thought it would always be there. Yeah, it's always going to be there. I can always go receive him in communion. Well, no. And the last time I went to Mass, I didn't realize it would be the last time. So it's not like I could have even savored his presence. I couldn't. But I should have. I should treat every time I receive Holy Communion as potentially the last time I'll receive. Because you never know. You never know what will happen. So, do you realize what I have done for you? I think that's a good question for us all to think about today. I'm going to be thinking about it. I'll pray that the Lord opens your heart so you can fully think about it and come to a greater understanding of what he has done for you. And just go with it. You know, go with that appreciation. He's done this for you, these many things for you, not because you earned it, not because you're such a good person, but just because he loves you. He loves the greatest sinner in the world as much as the person who rarely commits a serious sin. His love is unconditional. He loved the people who were putting him to death on the cross. And that's why he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He's giving them the benefit of the doubt, even as he's in excruciating pain. I know I wouldn't do that. So I want to thank you for hanging out with me today on this edition of Following the Truth. As I always say, God willing, I plan to be back here tomorrow. I hope you will as well. Hope you have a wonderful Holy Thursday. You know, the stuff going on outside, the quarantines, the restrictions, they're not going to change these events. Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, Easter Sunday. Those events are going to remain the same. Spend a little time and try to get into this Paschal mystery. Focus on it. You will not regret it. You will not. If you have any questions, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Also, do me a favor. Let your friends know about this program, Following the Truth. And if they need more information, followingthetruth.com is the best place to go. And again, your donations are appreciated to keep me on the air and to keep my full-time ministry going strong. I'm going to be praying for you. I would ask that you would pray for me and my family. And we're in this together. We're going to keep walking together. I intend to be here. And as long as you stop by, there's always going to be a chair for you here. Again, I don't provide the beverages or the snacks or even bring a meal if you want. I don't care. But you're on your own there. All right. I give you a seat at the table and I'll give you some conversation. And that's about it. Hey, listen, have a wonderful day. Remember that question. Do you realize what I have done for you? Think about that today, and I hope to be able to catch you tomorrow. God bless you. Have a wonderful Holy Thursday.